This is Rhema for Today.
Then secondly, let's examine the Bible to what the Bible said about good gifts. Turn to the book of James, the first chapter. Remember my central thought, my main theme, incline thine ear. That's what we're doing. We could sort of call this the incline and ear class. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I said amen. Yeah. Incline thine ear. Under what? My sayings.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
All right, let's go back again to Matthew. Remember our thought, our central theme? Incline thine ear. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. All we're doing is just looking up some of God's sayings. This is what God said. Yeah, but now the doctor said. Yeah, but what did God say? Yeah, but now my pastor said he may be a good man, just don't know any better. Yes, but what does God say? Incline your ears unto whose sayings?
God.
Yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, my church teaches so-and-so. Well, that may be important, it may not be. Incline your ear unto church teaching. No. Incline your ear unto my sayings.
Right.
See, we incline our ears to everything else, don't we?
Yeah.
I said so many times, that's true. Incline your ear. Say it out loud. I am
inclining
my ears unto God's sayings. All right, you got your Bible open, Matthew 7. Let's read some more sayings. What about this 11th verse here? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Well, see what he's talking about. Let's back up here to the 7th verse. Ask. So he's talking about asking. You can see them that ask him. Ask. And there is a faint possibility it might be given to you. Maybe. See, too many times that's the kind of thinking we have, and that's the reason it doesn't work. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. Every one of those are positive statements. For everyone, well, you know it won't work for everyone now. That can't be right. Jesus, you must have missed that. Everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread? Now he just simply takes a natural father out here and a son. He said, his son, what man is it? What father is there among you? If his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then being evil, carnal, natural, sinful, and that's man in his natural state and condition, isn't it? Know how to give good gifts unto your children. Now let's stop just a minute and analyze that, because when you talk about that, some people said, well, you know, we don't always know what's good for us. You know, it may be good for us to have a good sick spell. Maybe to be bedfast for 6 months. You know, but God knows, and a lot of folks don't realize it, but what they're doing, they're putting the devil to work for them instead of God. And then they lay it off on God. In the first place, he's using the illustration of a natural human father and his son, isn't he? And if his son asked bread, would he give him a stone? If he asked for a fish, would he give him a serpent? Well, if he being evil then, natural and carnal and sinful, know how to give good gifts to your children. Now, do you know of any parents, any father, I mean even a sinner? He's got a little 3-month-old baby, and if he had the ability, he'd give him cancer. Or he'd strike him with blindness. No, you don't know of anybody. That's normal, you know. I mean, somebody's crazy. You can't tell about them what they might do. No, now why? Because you automatically know that's not good for them.
That's right.
Then secondly, let's examine the Bible to what the Bible said about good gifts. Turn to the book of James, the first chapter. Remember my central thought, my main theme, incline thine ear. That's what we're doing. We could sort of call this the incline and ear class. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Incline thine ear. Unto what? My sayings. Well, yeah, I've even had people say, yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, that's just your interpretation of it. No, I said, I'm not interpreting it. I'm just reading it. Can't be interpreted. No need to interpret. I mean, you need to interpret this? Look at James 1:17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift. That's what he was talking about over there, what Jesus was talking about over there in that 11th verse, wasn't it? If you know how, you then being evil, know how to give good gifts. All right, good gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now every good gift and perfect gift cometh down from heaven and from the Father of lights. Then we know then that sickness is not a good gift because it couldn't come from heaven. There's not any up there.
That's right.
Cometh down from above or heaven. Not any up there, is there?
No.
So then sickness can't be a good gift. Disease cannot be a good gift. Then again, look at this verse of Scripture. Turn back now again to Acts, the 10th chapter and the 38th verse. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God, see now this is God at work. This is God's plan. This is God's will. This is my Father, of whom every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing bad. Doing good, what's the good he did? And healing a few that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I mean, the Bible said healing's good. What about doing good? What about doing good? What about doing good? We all know, a strange thing, until it comes to divine healing. Until it comes to divine healing, everybody knows that sickness and disease is bad and that health and being well is good. Everybody knows that. But then when you start talking to somebody You know that because for the simple reason that even in the natural, you see somebody, well, how are you feeling? Well, I'm sure feeling good. I got 106 temperature. I was up all night coughing. Never slept a wink. I'm sure feeling good. No, I said I'm feeling bad. They all know that's bad. Amen? Everybody knows that's bad. Well, you see somebody said, my, you look so well. So, how you feel? Oh, man, I feel like a million. I never felt better in my life. I'll tell you, I sure feel good. Well, you understand it there well, don't you? Huh? Amen? Now, everybody, I mean, I'm just speaking in the natural. You meet somebody on the street, some friend or somebody, or even a stranger never even met. Got introduced to him or something. You know, so, well, how you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling good. I'll tell you, I hurt so all night long, I never slept a wink. I'll tell you, I finally got to where I just couldn't lie there. Had to get up and sit in the chair. And you know, I had the greatest difficulty in the world of breathing. I'm feeling so good. I'll tell you, I checked my heart and I skip it. Every other beat is feeling, I'm feeling so good. No, they said, I'm feeling bad. I mean, even in the natural, people know that sickness and disease is bad. And that health and well is good. But then it's only when it comes to divine healing. Somebody's sick and you suggest to them, you know, God's the same. Jesus, same yesterday, today, forever. I mean, he's still in the healing business. Yes, but now maybe God put this on me because it's so good, see, to teach me something. Well, it would be good if it did. But do you know anybody ever taught him anything? No, let me tell you something I know. I've been in this healing business 50 years. Sickness never brings the best out of anybody. It brings the worst out of them. Brings the worst out of them. Amen? You get crabby and short and short-tempered. Amen. Speak short. You don't feel good. Sometimes you just have to say to your wife or husband, well, forgive me, honey, I'm not feeling well today. You know, before you know it, you're just chopping folks off. Sickness doesn't bring the best out of people. It brings the worst out of them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
College weekend, honey, right here on the campus, April the 11th through the 13th. You can attend classes.
Yes.
Yes. Meet the dean, tour campus, find out all about Rhema Bible Training.
Just go to rhema.org.
That's right.
And you can find out all the information.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.